California mass shooting.
Motive of getting even with his neighbors. He just went on a rampage.
Senate's new tax plan prescription.
Repealing the Obamacare mandate.
Reworking your DNA.
To try to cure disease.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, police say shots were fired at seven locations as a gunman went on a rampage yesterday in rural Northern California.
It was just like, pow, 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 and then just like a lot of gunfire.
Four people were killed, 10 wounded in Rancho Tehama. School children among those hurt before the gunman, who was out on bail, was shot and killed by police. CBS's Steve Futterman begins our team coverage.
The gunman, wearing a military-style assault vest and armed with a semi-automatic rifle and two handguns, seemed bent on killing people. According to his sister, 43-year-old Kevin Jansen Neal was struggling with mental illness. In January, he was arrested, accused of stabbing a neighbor. That neighbor was one of those killed yesterday. Another neighbor, Brian Flint, says he and others were concerned.
The neighbor has been shooting a lot of bullets lately, hundreds of rounds, large magazines. This guy has been crazy. He's been threatening us.
Neal began the rampage at his home, then stole a pickup truck and headed towards the elementary school. CBS's Jamie Yukas is there.
School officials heard gunshots and made a critical decision to lock it down.
The quick action of those school officials, there is no doubt in my mind, saved countless lives.
The gunman tried to enter the school but couldn't get in. He fired about 30 rounds in 6 minutes before he took off.
He did shoot at a number of classrooms, which resulted in the injury of at least one or two students that I'm aware of.
Now to Florida, where people who live in a Tampa neighborhood where four people have been shot and killed over the past 5 weeks are concerned and thinking twice about everyday activities.
I used to walk all the time, all day, all night, whenever I wanted to. Now I walk my dog with my husband.
Police believe the killer or killers lives in the area and is familiar with the surroundings. The latest victim yesterday was a 60-year-old man shot from behind as he crossed a street. In Alabama, CBS's Manuel Bojorquez tells us embattled Republican Senate candidate Roy Moore, accused of sexual misconduct by several women, is rallying supporters while key members of the GOP condemn him.
A defiant Moore showed no signs of bowing out while addressing a supportive crowd at the God Save America Revival Conference.
I'm now facing allegations, and that's all the press want to talk about. But I want to talk about the issues.
Fox News host Sean Hannity, who originally questioned the five women accusing Moore of sexual misconduct, distanced himself from the candidate last night.
You must immediately and fully come up with a satisfactory explanation for your inconsistencies. If you can't do this, then Judge Moore needs to get out of this race.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell did not rule out trying to expel Moore if the Alabama Republican wins.
He's obviously not fit to be in the United States Senate. And we've looked at all the options.
Well, Senate Republicans are now proposing to ditch Obamacare's coverage mandate as a way to pay for their tax cut plan. CBS's Nancy Cordes is on Capitol Hill.
Repealing the individual mandate gives Senate Republicans about $330 billion to play with, and it appears that they're going to plow that money back into middle-class tax cuts primarily. Overnight, they released a new version of their tax plan, which bumps up the child tax credit from $1,000 to $2,000. Instead of their initial plan, which pegged it at $1,650, and they further reduce rates slightly for three middle-class tax brackets.
With no Obamacare mandate, the Congressional Budget Office figures that would mean 4 million additional uninsured people by 2019, and Senate Republicans also propose to have individual tax cuts expire by 2026. Corporate cuts would be permanent. Overseas, there is political turmoil in the African nation of Zimbabwe. The country's military says it seized 93-year-old President Robert Mugabe, his wife, and members of his inner circle. Mugabe is said to be confined to his home. BBC reporter Shinhi Nioka says unrest has been brewing for days.
President Mugabe fired his vice president last week. Many believe that he wanted to install his wife in that particular position. And that's essentially what irked the war veterans. They believe that the liberation movement has been hijacked.
Military supporters in Zimbabwe call the action a bloodless correction. The nation's army is patrolling the streets of the capital and has control of the country's broadcasting company. An unidentified actress has filed a lawsuit as Jane Doe against disgraced Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein. Variety reports the actress claims he raped her in his room at a Beverly Hills hotel last year. Weinstein's representatives deny any allegation of non-consensual sex. Dozens of women have brought allegations against the fallen mogul. Transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve tells us Ford has sent out letters offering free repairs as complaints rise about carbon monoxide seeping into Explorers.
In the letter to customers, Ford insists Explorers are safe and its investigation has not found carbon monoxide levels that exceed what people are exposed to every day.
Many complaints have come from police departments that use the vehicles. Safety groups have been demanding a recall. Ford has resisted. All fraternity and sorority activities at Texas State University have been suspended after the death of a pledge. 20-year-old sophomore Matt Ellis died hours after attending a fraternity party held at an off-campus apartment. Police say alcohol likely played a role in the death. Well, scientists have taken a key step to try to change a person's DNA in a bid to cure disease. We're live with CBS's Vicki Barker.
44-year-old Brian Madeau suffers from the incurable and crippling metabolic disease Hunter syndrome. On Monday, he was injected with billions of copies of a corrective gene and a genetic tool to cut into his DNA. If the treatment fails, any damage would be irreversible. But if it works, there will be new hope for millions living with genetic disease. As one expert on the panel that approved the procedure put it, now is not the time to be afraid. Steve.
The Pentagon says military insurance paid for an active duty soldier's gender reassignment surgery. A doctor deemed it was medically necessary, and it took place yesterday in a private hospital. Travelers, take note. CBS's Jim Shenavy has a new look at cities that offer a warm welcome and those that don't.
The holiday website Travelbird has released a ranking of the world's friendliest cities, and not one U.S. destination made it into the top 15. The ranking is based on a number of factors, including happiness, friendliness, safety, and the treatment of tourists. Oslo, Norway came in number one, followed by Copenhagen, Denmark, Reykjavik, Iceland, Geneva, Switzerland, and Bern, Switzerland. The city deemed least friendly, Kiev, Ukraine, Phnom Penh, Cambodia, and New Delhi, India. Jim Shenavy, CBS News.
For the second time in 3 weeks, someone in North Carolina celebrated a winning lottery prize by buying a ticket and winning again. Michelle Shuffler won $10,000 on a scratch-off ticket a few days ago, then went out and bought another one 20 miles away, winning $1 million. And that's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.